재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵
Hey everyone, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding area. You're hanging out with me, Kayla, and we were just going to take a look at some headlines that happened on this day in history. Now, today it is Tuesday, September 29th, 2020. 네, 오늘은 2020년 9월 29일입니다. 한국 역사 속에 오늘은 어떤 기사가 나왔을까요? Well, let's take a look here. This one is going to be quite long. So we're going to take this slowly and we will break it down bit by bit, first in Korean and then into English. Let's get to it. It says here,
어린이들 개인용 컴퓨터 교수 붐. 학원마다 국교 중학생 수강 부쩍 늘어.
So let's take this into a couple parts here. That first part here, we're talking about personal computer lessons are booming among kids, among children. When we talk about children, we use the term 어린이들 because 어린이 is the term for a child. But when we add plurals, we use the addition of 들 that gives for children. So 어린이들. And it says 개인용 컴퓨터 교습 Boom. And so, 개인용 is talking about your personal thing. So this is a personal computer. Because you guys know 컴퓨터, of course. So 개인용 컴퓨터 is your personal computer. And these lessons, the 교습, that's a training, you could say. So training to use these personal computers is booming. I'm guessing you could understand boom. That would be booming. Boom. And so, quite easy there. Now we had 학원마다, and then it had 국교 중학생 수강 부쩍 늘어. And so when we break that part down here, it's talking about how each academy or private institution, we call 학원s those private academies, each academy, the 마다 is each, has a sharp increase. That's kind of this rapid increase. That's the 부쩍 늘어. So 부쩍 we talked about is that rapid, quickly. It's kind of going up there. And 늘어, of course, is to increase. And we're talking about the 국교 or the 중학생 here. So a number of elementary and middle school students, as you guys remember, the term 국교, they used it for elementary a little bit way back before we changed to 초등학교. And they were talking about these taking lectures or attending these lectures, the 수강. And what was happening at this time in 1983년에? Yeah, it's 1983. At this time, there was this huge boom in terms of personal computers, but particularly children were starting, not just adults who were using them. These kids were going to classes, learning how to use these. And a lot of parents were supporting this. A part of the reason was preparing kids for the computer era, I guess you could say. This was 1983, so they didn't know what technology was going to change into, so they wanted to prepare their kids. They learned how the computer works. They learned computer programming, and these lessons were sometimes an hour long or so, and it would start out with mainly housewives, but ended up having many, many students, half of which were about children. So it's quite cool to hear about what it was like then when technology was first changing and what people were kind of doing to adapt to that new changing world here. But I want to know about you guys. Where did you learn how to use computers? Do you remember that time when we're all learning how it works? Let me know on the TBS EFM YouTube live stream page. I would love to hear from you all. 네, 여러분 어디서 처음 컴퓨터를 배우셨나요? Let me know. But now, let's take a listen to our next song here. It's called I Love My Computer, and it's by Bad Religion. Hey everyone, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding area. Now, we were just talking about computers, and I was curious about you guys when you first learned. Now, 2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936-2936- comes to all global problems. Now, this was when we were talking about 초능력, and that was the superpowers here. And this one here sounds like an amazing and beneficial superpower. So because of that, we're sending you a coffee coupon. 커피 쿠폰 보내드릴게요. Thank you so much. I love hearing positive things. And also, I got a message in from 0047-0047님. It says, I first learned how to use a computer in elementary school. It was so basic. Kayla, you're pretty young. Do you remember these? Now, we got a picture that came in here. Let me see what this... Oh my goodness, the floppy disks? Of course I know the floppy disks. 근데 웃긴 거는... I have a funny story about this. 우리 남동생, 우리 10년 차이 있거든요. 그 남동생을 그 플로피 디스크 처음 봤을 때는 왜 겉받침 되게 많냐고 물어와가지고 그래서 겉받침 뭐예요? He's like, 이게 겉받침 아닌가요? He's like, that's a floppy disk. So he thought that all of my floppy disks that I had, which were like 30 of them, he thought they were like one of those called coasters. He thought they were coasters. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have a 10-year difference with my little brother. This is what happens. Yes, I definitely remember those, the really big ones, and they took forever to load and you could only play about 3 games, if that, on there. It basically stored zero information. But yes, I do remember. Vroomi says, I first learned computer when I was in grade 1, since we have it as a class subject, and we have co-curricular clubs, and I chose the one associated with computer, so I have a little knowledge about it. That's pretty cool. Grade 1 is pretty early to start studying. I feel like most days, or at least these days, people are starting younger and younger. And Solis Neo says, I learned how to use computers by my dad first, and then my old school, and then learned it alone. Now I know a lot of computer things, and I can type faster than my mom now too. 저도 엄마가 개인용 컴퓨터를 샀을 때 제가 부모님보다 훨씬 더 많이 사용해서 저도 그냥 사용법을 더 빨리 배웠어요. I learned it so much faster than my mom. She's still struggling. I love you, mom. She still struggles though. But thank you all for your lovely comments. But as you know, we do have one more headline to get to. So let's get to it. Headline Korean. That's right, everyone, here at Headline Korean, gonna take this headline, gonna break it down, and give you all those keywords and key phrases that you need in order to understand the news these days. So, keep yourself updated with the latest in Korea by tuning into Headline Korean every day with me. And today's article is quite a simple article, but it's quite nice. We need a break after that quite difficult one before here. It's about the full moon. 네, 오늘 기사의 주제는 보름달에 대한 내용이네요. And it's going to be about the full moon around Chuseok. I didn't know if you guys knew that. I did not, so I'm quite looking forward to this. But let's take a look. First in Korean, and then we'll switch it over into English. It says, 구름 낀 추석 연휴. 구름 사이로 보름달 보인다. And what we're talking about here, again, you've heard that 보름달 is talking about the full moon, 보름달. 달 is the term for moon here, but it, when you say 보름달, it kind of has a 상디귿, like a harder D good sound there. So just make sure you hit that 보름달. And we're talking about how the full moon is going to be seen through the clouds during this cloudy Chuseok holiday weekend here. So when we talk about cloudy, a cloud is 구름. But when it's being cloudy, we're using as an adjective here, it's 구름 낀. 구름 낀. So we have a cloudy Chuseok holiday, the Chuseok 연휴. And it says here, 구름 사이로. So be seen through the clouds here. It kind of is going between. 사이 is between. So going between the clouds, through the clouds, 사이로. And then at the end, it says the 보름달 보인다. And 보인다 is to be seen. So that's that little thing we have those, the difference in Korean here. We often will use the term see in English, which is 보다. You are doing the action of seeing. But 보인다 is to be seen. It's like being able to be seen there. So you're going to be able to see this full moon during Chuseok, even though there will be some clouds, which is okay. But apparently the Korea Meteorological Administration was kind of predicting all sorts of things regarding the weather, because of course that's important when we are traveling, to know about the weather and the temperatures, to pack accordingly. Apparently temperature is going to drop during Chuseok this year. Depending on where you are in Korea, however, it will vary a few degrees. However, rain is expected in certain parts of the country as well on the 30th, which is tomorrow. And if any of you are interested as well, I have found that the moon these days is just gorgeous. It is stunning, stunning, darling. It is gorgeous. And I definitely recommend anyone who has time to go see the moonrise, not the sunrise. Check it out. In Seoul, it's usually around 6:20-ish. If you're outside of the city, it might be a little bit earlier than that. But these days, I have been so busy. I have actually seen sunset, sunrise, moonrise, and it is the perfect time to go check it out. So make sure you guys, if you are in Korea, please do that and enjoy it over the holiday. But I'm curious about you guys. Do you like looking at the full moon? Do you get that sort of like soak-heng, like simple happiness from that there? And just for those of you who really know anything about the moon, what kind of stage do you feel is the most beautiful? Let me know in the comments. I'd love to hear from you. 네, 여러분, 보름달 보이는 것을 좋아하시나요? 어떤 모양의 달을 제일 좋아하시나요? Let me know in the comments. But now, let's take a listen to our next song here. It's by 옥상 달빛, and it's called 그대로도 아름다운 너에게.